Flame of Love Rosary, Luminous Mysteries. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us begin our devotion with a prayer to our Lord and our Lady. Dear Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world, and through your teachings we have come to understand the mysteries of the Kingdom of Heaven. We ask for your guidance as we meditate on the luminous mysteries of the Rosary of the Flame of Love. May the light of your love shine upon us and guide us as we reflect on your life and teachings. Dear Blessed Mother Mary, you are the star of the sea, and through your intercession, we are guided to your Son. We ask for your maternal protection as we pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary of the Flame of Love. May your love and guidance be with us as we contemplate the mysteries of the life of Jesus, your Son. Amen. My adorable Jesus, may our feet journey together, may our hands gather in unity, may our hearts beat in unison, may our souls be in harmony, may our thoughts be as one. May our ears listen to the silence together, may our glances profoundly penetrate each other. May our lips pray together to gain mercy from the Eternal Father. Amen. We offer ourselves to the Heavenly Father through all the wounds of our Saviour Jesus Christ. We kiss the wounds of your sacred head with sorrow deep and true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We kiss the wounds of your sacred feet with sorrow deep and true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We kiss the wounds of your sacred hands with sorrow deep and true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We kiss the wound of your sacred shoulder with sorrow deep and true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We kiss the wound of your sacred side with sorrow deep and true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. For an increase in the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of thy mercy. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the power of the flame of love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. As we begin this sacred rosary, we offer it up for the holy souls in purgatory, for our beloved family members and loved ones who have passed before us, for those who may have been forgotten, and for those in the greatest need of our prayers. May our devotion and love reach them, and may they find peace and comfort in the loving embrace of our Lord. Thus we pray. Eternal Father, I offer Thee the most precious blood of Thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the Masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. All you holy men and women in heaven, pray with us. The first luminous mystery is the baptism in the Jordan. We lift our hearts in supplication for our beloved spouse, speaking their name before the Lord with love and devotion. We implore the Lord's guidance and protection upon the spiritual, physical, and emotional well-being of our spouses, that they may be blessed with good health, happiness, and holiness. May they grow closer to Christ and be protected from all evil, and be a source of goodness and grace in the world and in our family. We also remember in our prayers the ancestors of our spouse who are still in purgatory, asking for the Lord's mercy and love to be upon them, that our prayers may shorten the time of their suffering, and they may be united with the Lord in eternal glory. In those days John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why do you baptize if you are not the Messiah or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me." Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him, and a voice from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 to 17. O Lord Jesus, you have set the ultimate example for us in your own sacred baptism, even though you, as the incarnate Son of God, had no need for such purification. Your perfect unity with the Father was made manifest as the voice of God the Father descended from the heavens, declaring, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Through your teachings, you have shown us the way to salvation, the truth that sets us free, and the path to eternal life. Grant me the grace to behold your light, and the wisdom and courage to follow in your footsteps. May your guidance lead me to live in accordance with your will, and to glorify you in all that I do. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, a master of the Jewish teachings and laws, educated as a rabbi, who applied his profound knowledge to instruct and guide his followers in both religious and moral matters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, baptized by John in the Jordan. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, on whom the Spirit descended. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, beloved Son of the Father. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Establish the sacrament of baptism for initiation into the Christian faith and the granting of God's grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Recognized by John as the Lamb of God, the prophesied Saviour of humanity. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. God's suffering servant, sacrificed himself for the redemption of humanity. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, the Messiah, the prophesied Saviour of humanity. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who received the priesthood, becoming a mediator between God and humanity, and able to offer sacrifices for the forgiveness of sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, beginning his public ministry, spreading the message of love, forgiveness, and salvation. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of thy mercy. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the power of the flame of love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The second luminous mystery is the wedding feast at Cana. We lift our hearts in prayer for our precious children, speaking their names before the Lord with love and devotion. We implore the Lord's guidance and protection over our children's spiritual, physical, and emotional well-being, and ask for blessings of good health, happiness, and holiness. We pray for God to preserve them in purity, and to guide their hearts and minds towards truth, goodness, and beauty. May they grow in the love of Christ and be a shining light in this world of darkness. We also pray for the souls of our ancestors, asking for the Lord's mercy and love on them, that they may be swiftly liberated from their suffering and be united with the Lord in eternal glory. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then, when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs in Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. After this, he and his mother, his brothers, and his disciples went down to Capernaum and stayed there only a few days. John chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. O Lord Jesus, your mother came to you with the request for wine at the wedding, and though you had not yet performed any miracles, you out of compassion and love for her performed the miracle of turning water into wine. Not just any wine, but the finest wine, surpassing all that had been served before. You did this privately, revealing your glory only to a select few. This miracle is a reminder of your love and compassion, and of your mother's role in your life and in ours. Dear Jesus, I ask for the grace to see the role of your mother Mary in my life, and to turn to her for help in my needs, knowing that through her love for you, she loves me as a mother. I trust in your power to change my sorrow into joy, my failures into triumphs, and to help me to seek to please you first, to live a peaceful life, to be a loving hand that reaches out to my brothers and sisters, and to do all that pleases you. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose mother hosted the wedding of her nephew, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who by turning water into wine at a wedding, foreshadowed the ultimate wedding supper of the Lamb, symbolizing the ultimate union between God and humanity. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who through the miracle of turning water into wine at the wedding, was pointing towards the sacrament of transubstantiation, in which the wine is transformed into his blood, symbolizing the shedding of his blood for the forgiveness of sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who would not refuse any request of his mother, and out of love for her, he honoured her requests. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who instituted the sacrament of matrimony, which is the sacrament that sanctifies the union of a man and a woman, and creates a lifelong bond between them. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who performed the miracle of changing water into wine, showing his compassion and love for his mother. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, paralleling the first miracle of Moses with his first miracle. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose mother Mary advocates for us. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose mother should be an important part of our lives. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose mother said, Do whatever he tells you. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of thy mercy. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the power of the flame of love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The third luminous mystery is the proclamation of the Kingdom of God. As we gather in prayer, let us lift up our hearts to the Lord for our extended family, for our parents and siblings, for our grandchildren and in-laws. We ask for his guidance and protection. We also pray for our spiritual family, the godchildren entrusted to our care, and those we have brought into the faith. May their lives be blessed and fruitful in Christ. And for all those who have passed from this world, we pray for their eternal rest, and for the comfort of those who mourn them. May they find peace in the loving arms of our Lord. Amen. In those days, John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit, as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Matthew chapter 3, verses 7 to 12. Dear Jesus, you, the embodiment of divinity, descended from the splendour of your celestial home to dwell among us, and impart your infinite wisdom, despite the sacrifices and sufferings you would endure. You willingly embrace this path to guide us on the path of love and detachment from the transient pursuits of this world, that we may attain a place in heaven and bask in eternal bliss. We are forever grateful for your boundless love and the sacrifices you made for us. Grant us the humility to heed your teachings and grasp the profundity of your message, that we may live our lives in accordance with your teachings and earn a place in your kingdom. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, proclaiming the kingdom and instituting the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose sovereignty transcends the realms of this world, and whose reign is eternal in the kingdom of heaven. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose kingdom exists in the spiritual realm, where the laws of the earth do not apply, and where the power of love and righteousness reign supreme. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose kingdom is embodied in his mystical body. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose kingdom must be accepted with the innocence and reverence of a child, filled with wonder and awe. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose kingdom is accessed through the sacrament of rebirth in water and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, through the sacrament of baptism and confirmation, respectively. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, the sovereign of a realm whose foundation is the immutable edict to adore and venerate the Almighty with every fibre of one's being, through the entirety of one's heart, the expanse of one's intellect, and the very measure of one's physical exertion. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, the ruler of a realm whose second tenet is the imperative to emulate his boundless love and selflessness towards one's fellow man, as a reflection of his own boundless love for humanity. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, the King of a realm whose principles are encapsulated in the sacredness of the Ten Commandments, serving as the foundation of morality and righteousness in his kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose reign represents the ultimate destination of the new Exodus, the new era of liberation. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of thy mercy. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the power of the flame of love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The fourth luminous mystery, the Transfiguration. We lift up our hearts in supplication for the global church, imploring the guidance of the Holy Spirit upon the Pope and bishops, that they may lead with wisdom and insight in the footsteps of Jesus' teachings. We pray for all the priests, religious, and those who have devoted their lives completely to the service of God. We pray for the lay faithful to heed the call to be active participants of God's kingdom. We also remember in our prayers our brothers and sisters in Christ who are separated from us, as well as all non-believers. We hold in our hearts a special intention for all those who have dedicated their lives to God and have attained salvation, but lack the comfort of prayerful support. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother, and led them up a high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is well that we are here. If you wish, I will make 3 booths here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He was still speaking when, lo, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were filled with awe. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and have no fear. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 9. Your invitation to Peter, James, and John to ascend the mountain with you, where you were transfigured into radiant light and joined by Elijah and Moses, serves as a reminder of the eternal glory and splendor of heaven. Peter's surprise and desire to remain in your presence is a reflection of the joy and wonder that awaits us all in your kingdom. The voice of God's affirmation, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, listen to him," serves as a testament to your divinity and our need to heed your teachings. But what is truly profound is your consideration for your disciples, even in the midst of the immense sacrifice and suffering you knew you would endure. You willingly submitted yourself to the atrocities of beatings, torture, and shame, yet still found the compassion to spare a thought for your disciples, knowing that they may be confused and shaken by the events they would witness. Your act of preparing them for the challenges ahead, particularly Peter, the one you chose to be the foundation of your church, is a reflection of your boundless love and understanding of our weaknesses. We are eternally grateful for your sacrifice and teachings. We pray for the grace to never deny you, to see you in all of creation, to feel your presence always, to be patient with ourselves, and to possess the humility to rely on your guidance throughout our lives. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who in his infinite wisdom chose to take Peter, James, and John to the mountain top, where he transfigured into a brilliant light. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who in your omniscient guidance led Peter, James, and John to a place where the temporal and the spiritual intersected. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. As you underwent transfiguration, your countenance radiated with a splendor akin to the sun, illuminating the mountaintop and revealing the transcendent nature of your divinity. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose clothes became as radiant as light. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who in the company of the revered figures of Moses and Elijah, engaged in a discourse that delved into the mysteries of the eternal realm. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, speaking meaning and significance of his own impending exodus and the path to salvation for all humanity. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose ultimate exodus was the crucifixion, in which you willingly took on the sins of humanity, and through your death and resurrection, opened the path to eternal salvation for all. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, the beloved Son of the Father, in whom he is well pleased. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, the bridge between heaven and earth, that through his teachings, sacrifice, and ultimate redemption, he has united the two realms, bringing the eternal glory of heaven to the mortal world, and offering salvation to all those who believe in him. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. That to follow in his footsteps is to take up one's own cross and embrace the path of sacrifice for the sake of love and eternal salvation. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of thy mercy. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the power of the flame of love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The fifth luminous mystery, the institution of the Eucharist. We pray for ourselves, that we may be imbued with the grace and strength to live lives that are befitting of the call we have received, to embody the love and compassion of God, to selflessly sacrifice for the well-being of our loved ones, to bring joy and radiance into our homes, and to exemplify the merciful love of the Father to our children. Let us strive to be the salt of the earth, a shining light to the world, a city upon a hill, that all may see the good deeds we do and give glory to God. We implore for an increase in those who are devoted to the salvation of souls in purgatory, that they may find solace and repose in the loving embrace of the divine. When the hour came, he took his place at the table, and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of heaven. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Luke chapter 22. Verses 14 to 20. Dear Jesus, in your infinite love for us, even before your ultimate sacrifice, you saw fit to bestow upon us the gifts of the Eucharist, through which your eternal presence would remain with us. At the table where you shared your heritage with us, amidst those who would betray and deny you, you did not reject or exclude anyone from partaking in your gifts. We are eternally grateful for your boundless love and compassion. We implore for the grace to emulate your love and fairness in all that we do, to love all, to see you in the Eucharist, and to deepen our love for you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, that in his boundless wisdom and compassion celebrated the Seder with the essence on the eve of his ultimate sacrifice, exemplifying the true meaning of community, love, and sharing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who in your boundless love and sacrifice offered an unbloody sacrifice, a reminder of the eternal and perfect sacrifice you would later make on the cross, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who in your sacrifice celebrated the Torah, a thanksgiving ritual with unleavened bread and wine, foretelling the ultimate sacrifice he would make for the salvation of humanity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, celebrating a thanksgiving sacrifice for the anticipated deliverance. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, celebrating a deliverance to be provided from the cross on Friday. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, washing the feet of the apostles, exemplifying the true meaning of servitude, and setting an example for all to follow. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, initiating a new covenant in his own blood. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, instituting the sacrament of the Eucharist. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, instituting the sacrament of holy orders. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who in your ultimate sacrifice initiated a new covenant through the shedding of your own blood, sealing the bond between God and humanity, and opening the path to eternal salvation for all. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of thy mercy. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the power of the flame of love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the grace and blessings bestowed upon us through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We entrust ourselves to the care of our guardian angels and ask for their continued presence in our lives. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, we pray. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home, and within my family. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal salvation, grant, we beseech thee, that while meditating on these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may both imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the divine assistance remain always with us, and may the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. My adorable Jesus, may our feet journey together, may our hands gather in unity, may our hearts beat in unison, may our souls be in harmony, may our thoughts be as one, may our ears listen to the silence together, may our glances profoundly penetrate each other, may our lips pray together to gain mercy from the Eternal Father. Amen. Blessed Virgin Mary, our cherished Heavenly Mother, you love God and us, your children, so much that you offer us to your divine Son Jesus on the cross, to forgive us by our Heavenly Father and to obtain our salvation, so that all those who believe in him do not perish but obtain eternal life. With a filial confidence, we pray to you, Virgin Mary, that the flame of love of your Immaculate Heart, kindled by the Holy Spirit, you ignite in our languid hearts the fire of a perfect love for God and all humanity, so that together with you, with one heart, we love God and our neighbour. Help us to transmit this holy flame to all people of goodwill, so that the flame of love extinguishes hatred everywhere on earth, and that Jesus, the Prince of Peace, be the King and centre of all hearts, in the sacrament of his love, on the throne of our altars. Amen. My adorable Jesus, we ask you to take us in spirit before your Eucharistic presence throughout the world. Take us and place us where we belong in the divine fire. Share with us your Immaculate Conception. To you, O blessed Joseph, do we come in our tribulation. Having implored the help of your most holy spouse, we confidently invoke your patronage also, that through the charity which bound you to the Immaculate Virgin, Mother of God, and through the paternal love with which you embrace the child Jesus, we humbly beg you graciously to regard the inheritance which Jesus Christ has purchased by his blood, and with your power and strength to aid us in our necessities. O most watchful guardian of the Holy Family, defend the children of God, O most loving Father. Ward off from us every contagion of error and corrupting influence. O our most mighty protector, be kind to us, and from heaven assist us in our struggle with the power of darkness. As you once rescued the child Jesus from deadly peril, so now protect God's holy church from the snares of the enemy, and from all adversity, shield too each one of us by your constant protection, so that supported by your example and your aid, we may be able to live piously, to die in holiness, and to obtain eternal happiness in heaven. Amen. Saint Joseph, guardian of the Holy Family, pray for us. Saint Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. Prayers for the Pope. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits that wander in the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, we trust in you, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, we trust in you, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, we trust in you, have mercy on us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. San Diego de Alcala, pray for us. Saint Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Torrentine, pray for us. Saint Anthony, pray for us. Saint Cyprian, pray for us. Saint Mary Magdalene, pray for us. Saint Carol Walchela, pray for us. Saint Mother Teresa, pray for us. Saint George Preca, pray for us. Saint Gemma Galgani, pray for us. Saint Bernadette, pray for us. Saint Joan of Arc, pray for us. Saint Joseph Muscati, pray for us. Saint Francis of Assisi, pray for us. Saint Clare of Assisi, pray for us. Saint Catherine of Alexandria, pray for us. Saint Mary of Egypt, pray for us. Saint Dymphna, pray for us. Saint Rita, pray for us. Saint Teresa of Avila, pray for us. Saint Padre Pio, pray for us. Saint Jude, pray for us. Saint Faustina, pray for us. Saint John the Apostle, pray for us. Saint John the Baptist, pray for us. Saint John Vianney, pray for us. Saint Maria Goretti, pray for us. Saint Michael, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Blessed Carlo Acutis, pray for us. All you holy men and women in heaven, pray with us. All the martyrs, pray for us. All the saints in heaven, pray for us. All you holy angels of God, pray for us. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Holy Mother of God, pray for us. Holy Virgin of Virgins, pray for us. Mother of Christ, pray for us. Mother of the Church, pray for us. Mother of Mercy, pray for us. Mother of Divine Grace, pray for us. Mother of Hope, pray for us. Mother Most Pure, pray for us. Mother Most Chaste, pray for us. Mother Inviolate, pray for us. Mother Undefiled, pray for us. Mother Most Amiable, pray for us. Mother Admirable, pray for us. Mother of Good Counsel, pray for us. Mother of our Creator, pray for us. Mother of our Saviour, pray for us. Virgin Most Prudent, pray for us. Virgin Most Venerable, pray for us. Virgin Most Renowned, pray for us. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us. Virgin Most Merciful, pray for us. Virgin Most Faithful, pray for us. Mirror of Justice, pray for us. Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Cause of our Joy, pray for us. Spiritual Vessel, pray for us. Vessel of Honour, pray for us. Singular Vessel of Devotion, pray for us. Mystical Rose, pray for us. Tower of David, pray for us. Tower of Ivory, pray for us. House of Gold, pray for us. Ark of the Covenant, pray for us. Gate of Heaven, pray for us. Morning Star, pray for us. Health of the Sick, pray for us. Refuge of Sinners, pray for us. Solace of Migrants, pray for us. Comfort of the Afflicted, pray for us. Help of Christians, pray for us. Queen of Angels, pray for us. Queen of Patriarchs, pray for us. Queen of Prophets, pray for us. Queen of Apostles, pray for us. Queen of Martyrs, pray for us. Queen of Confessors, pray for us. Queen of Virgins, pray for us. Queen of All Saints, pray for us. Queen conceived without original sin, pray for us. Queen assumed into heaven, pray for us. Queen of the Most Holy Rosary, pray for us. Queen of Families, pray for us. Queen of Peace, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, O Lord God, that we, your servants, may enjoy perpetual health of mind and body, and by the glorious intercession of the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, may be delivered from present sorrow and obtain eternal joy. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.